Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strobe with your worldwide news update. President Donald Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The White House says the president and Russian leader Vladimir Putin spoke on the phone, agreeing to start talks and work very closely together on ending the war in Ukraine. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt later read from the president's social media post about a call with Ukrainian leader Vladimir Zelensky.
The conversation went very well. He, like President Putin, wants to make peace.
But the White House will not say if Ukraine will be part of the talks with Russia, appearing to dismantle the Biden administration's mantra of nothing about Ukraine without Ukraine. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel's military has called up reservists in preparation for a possible resumption of fighting at Gaza if Hamas fails to meet a Saturday deadline to release more Israeli hostages. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
That's amid growing concern that the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas will collapse as fury mounts in Arab countries over U.S. President Donald Trump's plan for the enclave.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip.
Trump proposed that the U.S. takes over Gaza, resettles its Palestinian inhabitants, and builds an international beach resort.
The Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something.
On Tuesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked of ending the ceasefire deal if Hamas fails to return more hostages by Saturday. Hamas has suspended the handover agreed in the deal, accusing Israel of violating its terms. Hamas said it remained committed to the agreement, but has not agreed to release the hostages on Saturday.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is set to meet with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Washington. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's longstanding friendly relationship with President Trump will be closely watched as the two meet in Washington. India is a key strategic partner of the U.S. and eager to avoid tariffs that have been slapped on other countries. But Trump has referred to India as a tariff king and pressed it on the deportation of migrants. In response, India has shown willingness to lower its own tariffs on U.S. products and accept Indian citizens back. Meera Shankar, India's former ambassador to the U.S., comments on what may come of their meeting.
If Trump seeks to raise tariffs on agricultural exports from India, if India does not open up the agricultural market, then I think India will probably dig its heels in to some extent.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Austrian far-right leader Herbert Kickl says his talks on forming a coalition government with a conservative party have collapsed. Austria's president last month gave Kickl a mandate to try to form a new government, the first one headed by the far right since World War II. That was after other parties' efforts to put together a governing alliance without his Freedom Party failed. Talks with the conservative Austrian People's Party appeared increasingly troubled in recent days, with talk of policies and a clash over who would get which ministries. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Wednesday if the United States imposes tariffs on imports of Canadian steel and aluminum, some Americans will lose their jobs and U.S. growth will suffer.
Anytime we have an opportunity, we will be highlighting those facts and doing everything we can to prevent moving forward with this policy that will hurt both Americans and Canadians.
In 2018, during his first administration, President Donald Trump put tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum as the United States was in talks on updating a continental trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Trudeau said those measures cost 75,000 U.S. jobs back then. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, Trudeau reiterated that Canada would respond with countermeasures if need be. Trump says the measures will aid struggling industries in the United States. Italy's government denies that it has spied on journalists and migrant activists using spyware, but says it will cooperate with any investigation into vulnerabilities after at least seven Italian cell phones were apparently hacked with military-grade surveillance technology. Meta's WhatsApp messaging service informed dozens of people across the European Union on January 31st that they had been targeted in a spyware attack using technology from Israeli cyber firm Paragon Solutions. After the Guardian newspaper broke the story, the Italian government confirmed that at least seven Italian cell phones were involved and that it had activated the National Cybersecurity Agency to investigate. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News. We'll be right back.